Here is a teardown of the Letro GU10 LED bulb RGBWW385LM with model number EAN90202EU4. The specifications are as follows: 3x red, blue, and green LEDs, 8x warm white LEDs, 2700K, no cool white, 4.5 watts, 385 lumens, or 350 lm on the newest listing, 2.4 GHz Wi-Fi, 110 degree beam angle supposedly, works on Tuya Smart app. The included Tuya firmware is buggy and has issues with Home Assistant, such as poor latency and random disconnects. Improved reliability is noted with the new firmware in my situation, especially over MQTT. Web interface can be slow with poor signal. This device in teardown is similar to another, as it has mostly the same internals, but is different brand and slightly different features. I provide the Tuya Cloud Cutter device profile config. There isn't one already for version 1.3.20. The model number is EAN90202EU4. Probably works for devices in other regions, but I have not tested. Packaging and listing. It can be found on Amazon for £6 per bulb when on discount. Disassembly. Here is a picture of the unit I am tearing down. First, you start by prying off the top cover. I used a knife to penetrate the side of the bulb and worked it around the edge. Don't worry about scratching the sides of the light cover as you won't see it. It comes out quite easily. This reveals the LEDs and BP5758 LED driver shown below. Be careful not to damage the LED driver. I have not been able to find a suitable replacement. As you can see, there is no cool white LEDs, labeled by C1, C2, C8. You could probably solder this. I will give it a go at some point. With greater power usage, it may be wise to limit the current to increase lifespan. Maximum voltage is around 330 volts on the HV pad. LEDs wired in series, and it appears 7x approximately 35V rated LEDs and 1x approximately 16V on the warm white channel. They seem to be 0.5 watts per LED, so roughly 90 lumens per watt LEDs, which seems reasonable. Then remove the board, careful as it is glued in. Heat doesn't seem to help. I ended up drilling the edge of the board where there was no traces in order to make room for a screwdriver, and it popped out with minimal damage. The power supply board is the same as the device teardown linked above. It uses BK7231N module with EB01B written on it. Programming connecting to the MCU is done through the back of the module, 3v3, GND, RX, TX. Used an FT232 module on 3.3V mode. It must be desoldered to get adequate access to the pads without damaging the enclosure. Connect to flasher on the ports. RX1 and TX1 programming port are A1 and B1, taken from. I used BK7231 flasher 1.16 GUI executable at 921600 baud to flash the module after backing up the existing firmware and config. Just select USB UART bridge COM port, and then chip type is BK7231N. Select firmware, and then run do backup and flash new. After this, the module boots into a web GUI. Configure module. Look at JSON attached or image below, and run. Also, optionally adjust from 14, the default, to something greater if feeling brave. Not sure what the original firmware uses, but there is diminishing returns past 30 milliamps. Flashing without opening the device, Tuya Cloud Cutter. Luckily, the device is running a vulnerable version, 1.3.20. Please download Tuya Cloud Cutter and follow instructions from this repo. Must be run on Linux, must be Ubuntu, or Ubuntu virtualized with Wi-Fi adapter pass-through, e.g. USB. After cloning the repo, make sure you have Docker installed. If using Arch or another distro, it may require manually modifying the script. In my case, I had to change Service Network Manager Restart to SystemCTL Restart Network Manager in common.sh, but I would not recommend using a distro other than Ubuntu. I have not submitted my config, so you will have to put the attach zip. Lepro RGBWWGU10EAN9020EU4 ceiling light dot zip. Unzip the inner folder into device profiles under the project root directory. Make sure to run as root. Select flash third-party firmware. Select from device profiles. Then select Lepro RGBWWGU10. Finally, select open beacon when asked to power cycle.